Don't say love if that's not what you're chasing. Empty lies, empty words, entertainment. Don't say love just because you can say it. I just need something that's real. Don't say love if that's not what you're chasing. Truth might hurt, but I know I can take it. Don't say love if that's not what you're chasing. I just need something that's real. Whew!
right off the bat.
I know, we are 5 days from that release, and I have very many thoughts about it, but we will get into that in a second. Hello, guys. Yeah. You're listening to The Loud Brown Gaze with me, Dan James. We've entered summer, and summer is the season where Nick is at his friskiest. He is in heat, and he has left you all, not me, he ain't going to leave me, but he's left all of you, loyal listeners, to go get his back blown out. And to be honest, we could be mad about it, but it's summertime. The boys are in the streets. I say go for it. I'm proud. I'm happy. If you see me, if I'm not here for a week because I'm having a good time, mind your business. Is essentially what we're saying, which does mean I'm joined by, I believe he was christened the Michelle Williams of the podcast the other day.
I think I was, yes. But this is the thing, it's my joke for me to run with. I don't appreciate people saying it behind my back, throwing shade with it. Miss Nick Charles, like, did you just say yes to your pussy getting blown out?
Of the three of us, you are the most saved. So I think...
Yeah, but the bar is in hell, literally. The bar is in hell. So me being the most saved.
Are you not in heaven? Is that not where you are headed?
No, you are in heaven on a weekly basis. I'm nowhere near heaven, babe. So
I am not in heaven. Oh, no, I tell a lie.
Go on.
No, I was going to say I haven't been to heaven in months, but I have.
Lies.
Hey, Sam, how are you, baby?
I'm good, thank you. Like, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, I'm getting laid, so, and I don't have to take time off my podcast to get laid. Oops, sorry, did I say that out loud? Yes,
I did. I mean, it's difficult to take time off a podcast if you never release an episode, right?
Well, your episode comes out tomorrow, strangely enough, and then there's another one on Friday, and then there's another one next Tuesday, and then there's another one next Friday. And I don't know why I did that to myself, but I managed to do four different recordings and then they've all come out at the same time. But, you know, you move.
Well, that is a good time. Let's get the plug away early. Girls, if you have listened to us before, you know Seb, if this is your first time. Seb, a quick intro of yourself, where they can find your podcast as well to listen to.
So, hi, my name is Sebastian, also known as Blackboard and Kinky, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm also known as Seb Ed PT on Instagram and 140% Fitness if you have a body shape goal that you want to get into, because I hate the girls, be the girls of the girls of summer. Yes, that's what we do.
Excellent. It is summer, so let's get into it. I've got a story from the streets for you. I want to talk to you very quickly about my weekend.
Okay.
Basically, if you can't tell, my voice is not 100% where it needs to be right now. Mm-hmm. Now, it was worse. It was worse. But let me tell you, because I saw a few months ago when all the girls were at the Adonis Day party and the weather was hitting and it looked super cute. So I was like, let me go to the next one. I'm not down for missing a thing. I'll go to the next one. So I booked my ticket, pay for it as everything. We got there. We got there relatively early because my friend had to leave early to go to the theatre that night. So we were like, okay, it's... The vibe is developing. We haven't quite got to the vibe yet, but it's building. It took a few hours, but like everyone turned up. I did my classic like social butterfly, bounce around to everybody I know, make sure I say hi, show everyone's giving good vibes, okay? Let me tell you about Adonis. Number one, I did not anticipate just how dusty this car park was going to be. The amount of dust that I inhaled, it was like it was at Burning Man. It was like I was out in the desert and I was just inhaling dust this entire time. And it has destroyed any semblance of my vocal cords. They're gone. We don't do it. Absolutely gone. But the like venue itself, so like they set up like shipping containers to like block us in, and that's where the bars were, and that was super cute. I like the setup of the venue. Everybody there was up for a good time. and like enjoying themselves, and the vibes of the people were correct. What was not correct was the vibes of the two DJs that they had booked to play this gig. Let me tell you about them and their problems. Okay. If you are a DJ, you set the tone for what we are all going to experience and go through together. Now, I am not a techno girly. I'm very clear about that. I make it known to everybody. If you want some techno advice, go to someone else. I ain't going to give it to you about it at all. But even the techno girlies, the ones I know who go hard and ready, were not feeling what these two were given. And these DJs could not tell, or they just decided not to listen. The vibe was not just building to a point where people wanted it to be. So it just felt like it was running at like 60% the whole time. I said it was like, it felt like everyone was waiting for the party to start, even though we were 4 hours into it.
Okay.
At one point, this DJ played Pure Honey. Honestly, you could feel the ground move because people started to enjoy themselves and pick themselves up and have a great time. She went from Pure Honey into some other techno nonsense I had never heard of. Immediately, everyone goes to the bar. And I was like, do you not see, like, maybe some of the girls, maybe if you just threw a few lyrics at the songs, you'd get everyone back on the dance floor. Because every time you put on a song that has just a few lyrics, just a woman singing, we're out and proud and having a great time, and everyone is hitting it and hitting it hard.
Yeah, but Dan, you know.
But y'all want to come back to your uns again.
Dan, you of all people know that I love music. I don't love noise. So there's two things I don't go to. I don't go to anything that says hard techno. I don't do anything that is hard rock and it's got a masculine man screaming in my eardrums. Yeah. The same thing. But if you, they were. Adonis is a techno rave. It always has been. It's just that.
Exactly.
So that means that you're going to get the unts unts without a black diva wailing her church notes. I'm really sorry
about and that. I am saying to you that I knew that going in and I accepted it and I was ready to experience that, okay? But if it was just me who felt this way, if it was just me that had this feedback, I'd understand, because that's me being picky, okay? But the techno girlies, the ones who go to a day rave and some kind of field on a Sunday morning to go listen to some hard techno and lose their minds on some LSD, they were even saying, no, this ain't it. This ain't it. And I don't know if they wanted it to go harder. I don't know if they were saying this ain't it because we're occasionally hearing a woman singing. I don't know if that's why they were stressed, but I know I was stressed and they were stressed because this DJ did not have the capacity to bring us together.
What you want in the techno rave is a wave. Yeah, you want a wave. You want a point where there is a vocal that the sunshine hits when you get a little bit of sing-song. And then from that, you need something more tribal to dance to, so that the beat carries on. But it's just, if the DJ is playing for themselves, they're playing for themselves. And you can always tell when the DJ is playing for themselves. And it's not about the type of music they're playing to. Because if you feel the crowd and you're meant to change it up within 5 or 6 songs, if the crowd is not feeling what you're playing, or maybe they're just not good enough to change.
Okay. Well, there was no wave. We were stood in stagnant water. Dusty, stagnant water.
So you weren't feeling the music. What were you feeling at this rave? Because I know you didn't come straight out.
So I stayed the whole time because I really like a lot of the people there. Like, I know so many of the people and we're having such a great time and we're chatting. I was really feeling it. We're having a good time. Ended up like 12 people back at mine for drinks, and then we went out to Fire and that was cute. Dom, shout out to Dom, my favorite girl. She let me dance behind her as she was DJing and I felt like a bad bitch. So I'm going to say that, even though I am so annoying. I know I am annoying. I'm irritating, okay? And I irritate Dom to the day I die because she sees me in that room and she's like, oh, for fuck's sake, Dan. And I'm like, hello. Hey, baby, let me dance behind you. And he's like, okay, fine, just get up here. And I'm like, haha, I'm going to do it. So I did. And that was cute.
It's also a nice way of stopping all the drunk straight girls from coming up to Dom at some point and saying, can you play this track? Because if you're taking up the space, they're not going to do it. Because I've seen you when you're drunk and you give it the evils.
You tell me like this. I've done this for Nick before, where Nick's like, he's doing his gig. He's like, I don't want to take requests. So I just stand and they come up and like, oh, can we ask for a song? And I'm like, yeah, you tell me what you like. And then she tells me whatever. And I'd be like, okay, I'll see if he can do it. But, you know, if he can't, like, don't worry about it. Thingy, whatever. And then they come up and they annoy me and they're like, oh, he hasn't played the song yet. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And they're like, is he gonna? And I'm like, I don't know.
Come in.
Yeah, just go, just keep dancing. Snoop Dogg. And it's funny because it's like sometimes it's like they come up and they ask for like a song by a particular artist. And like Nick's, so say like they ask for like a Doja song. And Nick's already played mm-hmm. three Doja songs already. And I'm like, oh, so you just like that song or you like Doja? And like, because we kind of matching a vibe here. And everybody, if everyone's coming up and saying the whole thing is, so Nick was doing like an R&B event, right? People come up, they were asking for 80s classics. I'm like, what event are you at? Where do you think you are? I'm confused. Did you not see the flyer?
Yeah, that's like, they were time, mate. Like, here's the thing, yeah? So you left fire for, I know that you left fire at like 5 o'clock in the morning because strangely enough, I was out and about and I text you. Do you want to hear my story from the streets?
I absolutely do because this message, it gave me so much life at 5 o'clock in the morning. Absolutely. Also, just before you do, just letting you know that this is the level of dom groupie that I am. The minute he stopped spinning, I left. I grabbed my pocketbook and I left fire because dom wasn't on anymore. And I was like, I'm not playing around with another DJ today.
And he loves you for it, yeah? So, okay, people. So I went to a traffic light party. Earlier in the podcast, I explained that my podcast is called Black, Bald and Kinky. And it's because I am the freaky one out of the three of us. So I went to a DL party for black guys. With a traffic light system. So you have a red mask if you're a top. You have an orange mask if you're a verse. You have a green mask if you're a bottom. Now, there is one big problem with that, especially for me, is because I knew that I was going to be wearing a mask. I took off my contact lenses. Okay. So I got into quite a lot of trouble within the first half an hour because I couldn't tell the difference between a red and an orange in the dark. Uh-huh. I'm there and I'm seeing someone and I'm thinking, oh, he's kind of pretty. Should I get a little bit closer? And then as I'm moving closer, I'm like, is that a red or an orange mask? And I always got the orange, the very orange that says, "I outside of this club, I will be known as a straight man. I will never be seen in the gay club ever. This is the only gay club you ever see me in because you can't see my face." Even though Delroy from Peckham, I know exactly who you are. I've seen you in the gym group in Peckham. Like, we see each other. We know who each other. We know who each other's are. And also, if you know me, if you see me in the streets, you know that there is no point in me wearing any kind of mask anyway because of the size of me. Like, you could just tell who it was. I went to the bar. Mm. The barman goes, "Hi, Sep." And I was like, "Hi."
like, you got to respect. I know it's not working, but you got to respect the like the idea of the event, right? I don't care if I'm wearing a like two green spots on my face, and that is my thing. No, I just out myself. Why I say green? I ain't green. I'm orange, girls. Y'all need to calm down. I don't care if I've got two dots on my face. You got to pretend you don't know me.
Yeah, so no, that was it. So I met up with another one of our friends as well, the couple that we know. Well, I won't say who it is, but you know who it is. Mm. They were there as well. Mm-hmm. I met up with a dancer friend of mine. You know who that is as well. If you've listened to this podcast before and listened to me episode, you can like, go back and find out. I know some of you are Mrs. Marple. When it comes to this, you will go back and find out the names of these people because I've mentioned them on the podcast before. So we're all there. And literally every time I spot someone that I know, they literally know exactly who I am. So I'm walking through this club and then we get to a point where like it gets really small. So I have to turn to the side. And as I turn to the side, I see this guy that I used to date standing in his club. So I'm like, hi. And he's like, hi. And he's like, I didn't think you would be in a place like this. So I was like, well, where did you think I would be? Seeing as we haven't spoken to each other for 6 months, you don't know where I'm going to be. This is the fun part, isn't it? So then we started chatting. And then we chatted, and then we chatted, and then we did what we needed to do. And then we chatted afterwards. Yeah. And then as I was leaving, he's like, oh, shall I give you a lift home? I was like, okay, cool. Because by this time I was leaving, you know, it was that summer rain at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I leave the club after giving 6 people my number. Every single one of them was wearing a red mask. every single one of them was wearing a red mask, which defeated the point because every single person that I liked in the club was wearing a mask that said they were top as well, but and being a top in this club. But then I was just like, what's the point of me giving you my number? Like, is it actually on verse? I just didn't want to do it. I was like, oh, are we going to do that? Really?
We're even at the point like, you're masked up. You're masked up. People obsessively don't know who you are. Yeah. You know that you like them cheeks spread and you like that tunnel drilled out. But even now, you're not going to say it. Even now, you got to pretend, oh, I'm just topping.
This is the level. It really was an eye-opener for me to see the level of bottom-shaming that we have in particularly the black community or gays. Because how is it that someone that I know, from the first time I came to London, yeah, I met him at a sex party and he was on his knees with about 10 guys drilling in and out. He goes to a public place and the mask that he's wearing is red, to the point where I said to him, bruh, red? Really? Red, yeah, head to the side. He's like, oh, yeah, because I don't know who's here, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, we really need to get over this. Like, in this 2023, like, why is it that as a black masculine presenting gay guy, you can't just say that you're a bottom and people just move on from it? Like, it's really weird.
You will never hear me say that, like, we need to take things from, like, the white gays, because I got my own issues with them. But they do seem to be nicer to bottoms than the gays of colour community that we are currently involved in. Mm-hmm. And I don't quite know why we're so mean about it. I do think it's probably got something to do with an obsession with masculinity and bottoming not seeming masculine. But also, like, if you go and do it and you can't even just in a private sex party where your identity is covered, put it out there. Then I don't know what we're trying to do here. You're so lost in the sauce by that point that I'm like, what's the help for you?
I've said this on the podcast before. I'm looking for a tall, masculine, proud bottom. I like someone that'd be like, yeah, I like my cheeks clapped. Like, I don't have this problem with it. I don't have a problem with someone being a bottom. You shouldn't have a problem with someone being a bottom. And if someone has a problem with you being a bottom, then don't bottom for them. It's very simple.
This will wind me up because those are the ones that they want to bottom for.
Well, this is the thing.
You'll be out here messaging the men who are gonna rip you apart if they ever found out, or they're never gonna claim you in public because all their friends, if they know they're out, know they're a top. So that will tell you that they're a bottom, that you're a bottom, but they ain't gonna be seen with no bottom because you ain't gonna be no bitch around me. You know, and that those are the ones that those boys are like, I want that one. I want that one. When there are plenty of tops out here. If you only into black guys, there are plenty of black tops out there who will openly fuck you and claim you if you would let them. But because they want to, you won't do it. Therapy. Mm-hmm. Therapy for the girls.
Yes. But I ended up at the end of the night having a conversation with someone. And what was the way you described it? Because we moved from being... almost to dating. What was the way you describe it?
Let me have a look, because this was funny to me. No, because you said you were apparently in an open relationship as of 5 a.m.
Well, the listeners will understand. You have that conversation when it comes out of the blue of meeting someone, you both realizing that you like each other, and then you have to describe how the relationship is going to move forward. And then in order to tell your friends, you then have to try and label the discussion that you just had to tell other people your business. And then how do you do it? Like, what labels do you use? So I was like, apparently I'm in an open relationship. And then I described the conversation and this was done with supply.
You have to be in a relationship to be in an open one. Like, you went into that event single and you left it single. And I don't know, that man went into that event single, but in his mind, he left with a boyfriend who he has decided is allowed to fuck other people before. And I'm like, you ain't even taken me for dinner. I'm confused. I'm fully confused.
He's taking me for dinner on Thursday, and he's been very conscientious with his taxes ever since. And also,
I'm sorry, but is Saturday night this Thursday? No, it is not. We've crossed the finish line and the race hasn't even started. Let's pull it back. But it's sweet. I mean, at least he's clear with his intentions.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to, he wants it cuffed. And he says, you know, you go fuck whoever you want. I'm claiming it.
Yeah, well.
So good for you.
In his, it, for this particular bit, she won't be cuffed, it'd be collared. But hey, we move on.
Well, as long as he's happy. Right, Seb, you are subbing in for Nick, which means you are taking responsibility for the Nick segment of the show. And are you ready to tell me
Nick
something?
Has a segment of the show?
Okay, Nick has a segment of the show. She knows she do.
Sorry, everybody, let me tell you something. Yeah, I have two let me tell you somethings. One, because I haven't been on the show in a while. And two, because something happened recently for the White Pot Girls that we need to talk about. So the one that I haven't been on the show recently. Hi, my name is Sebastian. I was traumatized as a child because there was this film, this cartoon called The Little Mermaid, in which this film had a crab also by the name of Sebastian. Now, you may know that they have done a live-action remake of said movie, also with a crab named Sebastian. Now, what island does this crab come from, Dan?
Now,
island does this crab come from?
Do you want me to tell you, do you want me to give you an answer of what they think the island it comes from or the actual island that comes from?
It comes from the Isle of Cool Runnings, but what isle do you think that this this crab, crab comes from? Tell me.
They're aiming for Jamaica. They've not hit it, but they're aiming for Jamaica.
Do you know when you go to a restaurant and you see the words Caribbean chicken on the menu and you know that that chicken has not gone anywhere near a seasoned hand or a hand with seasoning that was any part of the Caribbean? The person that was cooking that chicken was English, they were Mediterranean, they were Irish, they were anything else but from a Caribbean island. Why? Because we are very specific about certain things in the Caribbean. Your boy Nick, where is he from?
Trinidad.
Trini, yeah, right? Yeah. Nick is Trini, I Jamaican, yeah? In all my life, I took my nephew to see this movie, yeah? This 9-year-old boy turned around to me and was like, eh? I said, I know. But I thought it was meant to be Jamaican. I said, I know. Like, I got no excuses for you, bruv. Like, it is what it is. Once again, Disney, you have taken my name and you have run it through the dirt. Trampled all over it, like deliberately giving me nightmares about my culture. Yeah, there are so many good Jamaican artists that you could have used to voice this person and given me back my proud Jamaican name of Sebastian. Yet here I sit, dismayed and disgruntled, because the boy from Hamilton couldn't decide whether he's from Trinidad, where he's from Montenegro, where he's from Jamaica. Like, pick an island, bruv. Not any Montenegro island. Because it was left. It was so bad. It's young man. This sea is good. I can't even do it properly, man. It's so bad. Lord have mercy. Okay, cool. Now that I've got that on my chest finally. Did you see what happened to Bebe Rexha?
I did. Yeah, I'll give you the time and space to go off on this one, because then I got some thoughts.
Okay, cool. So for those of you that don't know, Bebe Rexha is a modern pop girlie that we quite love. She has a lot of hits with a friend to the podcast, MNEK. So Bebe Rexha was at a club. She was delivering on stage. She was on her final song. And while she started to walk towards the crowd on stage, somebody from the crowd decided to throw their mobile phone at this girl and hit her in the side of her head. Now, she was in hospital. She's had stitches. She's recovered. The person that threw the phone at her has been arrested. But what really got me was when he was... was it arraigned and caught? They say to him, why did you throw the phone at her? And his excuse was, I thought it would be funny.
Oh, I need to hold my tongue. It's I coming. I've got my funny. Tongue. You go.
Okay, this is a 27-year-old white man. Yeah, right? We knew he was a white man because they didn't describe him as anything other than that for 2 days. This is a 27-year-old white man that was at a Bebe Rexha concert. Now, first of all, why is a 27-year-old white man, a straight guy, at a Bebe Rexha concert?
This is my question.
He will never throw his phone, yeah? Because if you're at a Bebe Rexha concert and you're a 27-year-old white man that's single and you're gay, you should be looking at your grinder by the time at that point of the concert. You should be looking at your grinder, surely, for your hookup and getting ready to go to the next bar and dancing with your friends. Why are you throwing your phone, bruv? That means you are a cis straight man. Why are you at a Bebe Rexha concert? Yeah? What? For what reason? This is not for you. Now, you're giving this poor girl anxiety. You've established yourself as a dickhead. Like, no, I can't. I don't understand this behavior. Why is it that you think it would be funny to harm somebody else that was just on stage trying to bring pleasure to other people through the art of song?
Let me tell you something about this man. Let me tell you a quick something about this man. Because not only did this man hurt Bebe Rexha, he embarrassed me, okay? Because I heard this story and I immediately benefit the doubt, because you know how recently the new girls are very likely to, if you put your phone on the stage, they'll record something for it and then they'll pass the phone back. I ain't doing it because I'm terrified that I'm never getting that phone back. But the girls will do it. What I thought happened was someone got a little overzealous with her trying to get her to record something and kind of accidentally yeeted the phone and it just smacked her in the side of the face. And I thought, okay, might be an accident, benefit of the doubt, okay? This old sweet potato looking motherfucker, you ever had a bag of potatoes on the side, like a russet or like a king royal or something, and you thought you used them all, but there's just one left and it's growing new potatoes?
Yeah.
That's what this man looked like.
He did.
I tried telling you all over and over again, this is why you live your life with grace and kindness in your heart, because the evil will come out through your face. And that is clearly what has happened to this gentleman, okay? This man, not only, when you said he was 27, I was flabbergasted, because that man is a whole 43.
I was shocked.
I was looking at him and I was like, he looks like he's been left out in the sun and forgotten about by his mother from the age of 3 to 38. He's still just waiting in the park for her to come pick him up. What are you doing to look like this? And then you were going to throw your phone at this woman because you thought it was funny? You thought, oh, it's going to be funny if I just smash this girl in the head. You need to be under the jail. This is quite a minor crime. And I'm not, I am not an advocate, honestly, for prisons. I don't think we should have them. But for you, you can go, okay? Because the bad vibes from this action and from this explanation and the fact that you were there in the first place, a whole 27-year-old cisgender heterosexual man is at a Bebe Rexha concert, and not because his girlfriend took him, because he purchased his own ticket. I'm very confused.
This is the thing for me, right? I was like, you threw your phone. So even if you were trying to get clout, you don't have a phone to record you throwing something. So why the hell are you throwing something for that reason? Yeah. This idea that you just threw it, yeah, because you thought it would be funny. But sir, how are you going to record what happens if it's funny? Other people will record it. So then obviously, if they're selling the footage to TMZ, it's them getting the money from it. Are you stupid?
The only explanation for this is he is actually a 12-year-old who fell into the reverse, like, what's the, like, fountain of youth. He fell into the reverse of that one. The fountain of old ass aging. The fountain of, oh my God, how the hell do you look like this at this age? That's what he fell into. And now he's just like, he doesn't know what a job is. So he's just running around doing side quests, turning up at events, being like, oh, there's Bebe Rexha tickets tonight. Let me just grab one and see what that's about. And then he was like, oh, it's going to be, I'm going to throw my phone. It's going to be funny. No, you are a dumbass bitch. You are an absolute ridiculous human being. I don't know who you are. I don't want to know who you are anymore. Put him away, because I don't want to know what else he's capable of. Not even an apology. You couldn't even lie good. You could even be like, oh, I was literally just trying to pass the phone and it slipped and I just yeeted it. Honestly, I didn't think about it. You're just always going to be funny if I threw my phone at Bebe Rexha.
See, this is the thing, right? I was expecting, I was drunk. I got really excited. Yeah, she was coming towards me, so I tried to rush towards her. And as I was rushing towards her, I just let my phone go because I was screaming so much. I expected it to be a pocket-sized twink with slicked back hair and two tight shorts in one of those white girl shirts that they like to wear at concerts, the one that they have all the way down to the navel. But no, this beast of a 27-year-old straight man is there just throwing his phone for what reason? Idiot child.
Stop him. Right now, stop him. We have a chance to do some preventative justice here, because I don't. The whole situation is strange to me, and I don't want to know what else he's got to get up to. So we need to get him in some rehabilitation programs.
I also thought we were doing a reverse Dua Lipa, where she had the phone and it came out of her hand, and he was the person throwing the phone back to her. But no,
yeah, I mean, it could have been just. Straight up violence, confusion. Okay. And also, just a final point on this, and then we got to end the show. He is lucky that this was Bebe Rexha, because, like, I like Bebe. She's cute. She's a great writer. She does whatever she is. She's doing her stuff. I support it. I wouldn't say Bebe's got shooters in the streets, okay? Let this have been Beyonce. Let this have been Beyonce. I promise you. I absolutely promise you the police would not have been knocking on your door, because you would have been missing. You are not been making out of Tottenham, girl. So I need you all to take this as a sign, okay? Listen. Control your damn selves, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't. If you are in a crowd of people who have come to see one particular artist and you decide you're going to hurt them, you are mad lucky that you are in a room full of tiny white people, because they would be like, oh my God, oh, shock, shock. If you did that to Megan Thee Stallion, okay, you'll get run down before you leave that venue. You need to calm down. Everybody calm down. Keep their phones to themselves.
And also, this is a public service announcement. If you try this, because Taylor Swift tickets went online today, so just so you know, that is the one white girl where I would not try this at her concert either. Yeah? Because them Taylor Swift girlies, they are mean, and they might not be big, but they will go for your ankles.
Her like shows are just around like the end of exam time. Is that right? I haven't looked. I'm not going. So, which means the girls have just finished their GCSEs and they're excited. Mm-hmm. So don't give them anything else to rile them up. Okay. Just everyone, no violence. Let's keep ourselves to ourselves and enjoy the show, please. Thank you. Seb, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, it's always a pleasure to have you on here.
It's always lovely to be on here. You know, I do prefer when I hear the listeners' problems when it's the back of the bus. Because I feel like my age and my experience helps me a bit more.
Yeah, and also I struggle answering the questions.
Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Just before we go, I'm going to remind you all that this show is for free. And all they ask you for is that you go to wherever you get your podcasts and decide to give them as many stars as possible, preferably the top rating. Yes? So you can find it in any way you get your podcast. Just give us some stars. Dan, tell them where they can find you.
It's Dan James LDN for me on Instagram and Twitter.
And the other one that's not here is it's at Nick Charles. Is that right? It's Nick Charles.
It's Nick Charles.
That's very confusing. We got to get him to clean it up. It should be just Nick Charles DJ from now on, man. But yeah. Anyway, you can find me at 140% Fitness or at Blackboard and Kinky on Instagram.
Excellent. Thank you for tuning in, guys. We'll be back next week. Well, somebody will be back next week. It'll be me and Nick, or Nick and somebody. I don't know. Bye.
Bye. So is it your turn to have the time off next week, though? You know?
Yeah, but I want to. If we're saving it for like booty call weeks, I'm going to have to save it for something special.
Really? In this here London, why are you saving it for something special? You'll be waiting till you're old and grey, and a lot older and grey than I am, babes. Let's go. These men are not menning. These streets are not streeted. Get it while it's hot. Literally.
I mean, this is why we ask you to give the advice.